Well, today is the feast of St. Michael the Archangel. Before I get into that, though, I just popped into my head. I just wanted to say first, thank you to everyone. Last night was amazing. We had a trivia night here, and so many great volunteers, such great energy. I was watching you work the room last night. It was great. So many people that came and were so generous, and we exceeded our hopes. The numbers haven't come in yet, but you were very generous, and we're very, very, very grateful to all of you. And if you weren't able to make it last night, haha. We had a great time. We really did. So anyway, and then I was telling people there's a very active time right now, and I hope we can maintain that energy. Go to confession. That's going to give you all kinds of spiritual energy. But now next week is a big weekend as well. So we have the Celebration of Life dinner coming up, the banquet. And I always like to say when I bring up that topic that I think it was last year somebody said we should get a picture of the parishioners that are here. And I thought maybe 8 people would come over for the picture. Half the room came over, okay? You guys are amazing, right? So please, 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 that's next weekend. Hurry up and get your table and join us for the Celebration of Life dinner. We're also now in the throes of 40 Days for Life. And our parish has a period of time that we need to fill. So that's in the back, right? I think they have it up there in the back. You can also find it online. If all that fails, call Mary Lou and she'll help you find it. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Next Sunday afternoon, we're going to have the Rosary March here in their parish. This is the one that's been downtown since like the 70s, I think. Richard Blaney started, I believe, and was a big part of that. The consensus was that it would be great to move it out here to St. Mary's, so now it's here. What a blessing that is, right? And I actually was with an exorcist this past week, and we actually did I love the exorcists call it the Jericho Walk, right? That's that biblical story where they walked around and around until the walls came tumbling down. But we actually walked around the property, and he was out front doing his prayers in Latin, and he instructed me to follow behind him. And I found it very interesting. And he gave me 2 boxes of rock salt. And I said, that's something I would say, rock salt, I usually use regular table salt. He says, it lasts longer. So now I'm going to do that from now. Get those big bags, right, for the use for your driveway. Get those exercised and blessed, right? But anyways, so I followed along, and I was sprinkling salt around the perimeter. And then he said this, and then pray the chaplet of St. Michael as you walk. I'm going, that's awesome, okay? And actually today, if you're in with the 54-day Rosary Novena, we start today on the Feast of St. Michael doing just that together. We had planned this. We actually did it last year at this time. And we plan to do it now. So for 9 days, right, which is today and through the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th, we will pray the St. Michael Chaplet together along with our rosary, okay, for the 54-day Rosary Novena. Listen, we're heading into a very tumultuous month, as if it's not tumultuous enough. I mean, if you're tuned in at all, you're kind of going, yikes, with what's going on in the culture, what's going on in the church, of course, the sexual abuse crisis. But now everybody's really on edge with this Amazon Synod that's coming up in October. It goes from October 6th to October 27th. Even Cardinal Burke and Bishop Snyder, we talked about this last weekend too, they asked us to pray at least a decade of the rosary, okay, and do some fasting, okay? We're actually asking people to do at least that. I think everybody prays the daily rosary anyway, but we're asking everybody to also include Padre Pio's power prayer, okay? And that's the Sacred Heart Novena prayer. That basically, it kind of calls our Lord to task. He said, "You said if you had faith, you could move this mountain, say this mountain, move it here. Well, okay, I have faith, and so answer this prayer." It's a beautiful little prayer written by St. Margaret Mary Alcock. And it was the one when Padre Pio was asked, people would ask him to pray, that he would pray, okay? And he had during his lifetime and then since his death, I mean, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of answered prayers, miracles have gone on. And so I'm really I'm really encouraging people to use that, as Padre Pio did, especially if someone asks you to pray for them. But we're going to use it. See, what we're doing here is, with Saint Michael at our side, right? What we're doing is we're looking in the treasure chest that is the Catholic Church. And we're saying, okay, what are the most powerful devotions, prayers, sacramentals that we could possibly use? Just last week, someone said, Father, you should write a prayer for it. I stopped them there. I says, I don't want to write any prayer. There's beautiful prayers already in our treasure chest. Okay? Let's use those. Because why? Because God has, first of all, revealed them through Our Lady and the saints, okay, and given them to us. And second of all, they're already tried and true. They're already proven. God has blessed those prayers, devotions, sacramentals with miracles, okay? So what do we say? You know, let's just push the chest aside and let's just come up with our own thing. I don't want to do that. See, part of being in God's power is obeying, okay? Remember, humility, obedience, trust, go weapons hot. Obeying, being humble enough, obey. Do it the way God has shown us to do it, okay? And now let's get into the gospel. How does this all tie together? Well, listen, and it's, we've been far enough away from it. Let's review again. This is the one where the guy in purple garments, right, the rich man, and this always comes up during Lent when I'm wearing purple garments, so I'm glad it's coming up this time of year now when I'm not in purple garments. But anyways, the rich man in purple garments, okay, ignores the poor person at his doorstep, okay? And he goes on and is caught up in his own thing. Okay, what sin did he commit there? Well, he didn't commit a sin. It was the sin of omission. It was the sin of omission. You know, this is one of the sins that we can miss in our own lives. But as we're told in this gospel, God won't miss on Judgment Day. There's a lot of talk, too, about how we need to talk about the four last things more often. I think we do a good job of that here. Again, to review, the four last things are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. All right? A lot of people will say, well, I wonder what hell's like. Well, read the Bible. Jesus just told us what it's like. It's very hot. Okay? And it's torment. And there's this chasm of separation where you can't go from one side to the other. It's not good. It's a place we don't want to go, but it's a place we don't want our loved ones to go. We don't want the world to go, but especially those who are closest to us. We don't want them to go there. And so this gets to the sin of omission. I saw another one this morning. I turned the TV on, caught the news real quick. But they were honoring a fallen police officer who was shot, I think in New York. And his wife, I hope I'm not mixing up the stories, but he had a wife with seven children. And my heart was just like, ugh, you know? I think it was Tunnels to Towers, what it was, where they ended up building a home for this family that had lost their loved one. But, right? I mean, you see this kind of thing, or you see the poor. You know, and a lot of them, you know, we want to dismiss it and go, well, why don't you just go get a job? Well, maybe they're dealing with severe mental disabilities. Maybe they're caught in an addiction. Maybe they were raised in a very unfortunate situation and weren't given the skills, okay? Maybe they need our help. Maybe they need our help. You see, and so this also goes to our concern for whether our loved ones are going to be on the right side of that chasm. when maybe tomorrow they might get in a car accident? Do we have that level of concern? When we see, they call it the swamp these days. But what it is, it's a ruling class destroying our country, laying hold of the public school system, the news media, universities, and pumping all this garbage, anti-God garbage, mostly into our youth. Are we like the rich man dressed in purple? I can't be bothered with that today. I got my own stuff that I'm locked into. You see, I don't believe that about any of you. Again, let's rewind the tape here. Half the room at the Celebration of Life dinner last year was from you guys. You're amazing. We need to stay that way. We need to grow and become even more concerned. The Celebration of Life banquet, what's it there for? We're going to have a lot of fun that night, but it's going to raise money for primarily the Our Lady of Hope Clinic. You know, that's doing what? That's helping the poor who can't afford medical treatment. Or we walk by like the man dressed in purple. You know, these are our causes. Dr. Clace is right here in our pew. These are our causes. 40 Days for Life. Join together. Praying with faith out in front of that abortion mill. These are our causes. Joining together with 57,000 people and saying, no, Satan, not under our watch. Not under our watch. And what about our loved ones who have lost their faith? In the Soldier's Creed, there's what's called the warrior ethos. The last line says, I will never leave a fallen comrade. Is our heart sensitized enough to see the poor? Yes. To see the downtrodden? Yes. But to see souls destined for eternal damnation? Or do we simply walk on by? There is so much we can do. But it begins with fervent prayer. Our loved ones have lost their faith. Are you praying the rosary? Are you doing novenas? Are you doing days of fasting for them? Are you maybe going all in with a 54-day rosary novena to save their soul? Are you believing in the ways in which God has revealed himself to us? Powerful ways. The green scapular. We're seeing multitude of conversions and physical healings through that. Are we taking hold of these things and saying, yes, God, you can count on me. Not under my watch. The powerful angel, Saint Michael, is by our side. Let's together say, I'm going in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.